Welcome to TSB Goes to the Movies. I am Alex. He is King. He is Ski. Tweet at one of us if you want us to watch your movie or join our Discord. Discord is the best place to give us movie suggestions, list ideas. You can bitch about the ducks in there. You can watch live police chases. You can, I don't know what. There's a lot of BS that goes on in our Discord. Just join our Discord. You can find out. It's a good time. We do live streams every week on Twitch, twitch.tv/TSBpod. You can watch all three of us do the sports podcast on Wednesdays or Thursdays. On Tuesdays, Ski does a pack opening and betting lines stream as well. And last week he opened hockey cards. Next week he's, what do you have on deck for next week?
It's either 90 NBA or 93-94 NBA.
That's what's
so
up.
So it's one or the other.
Golden era, baby.
More subscribers, more bits than I could buy cooler boxes.
Yeah, get in the Twitch. Subscribe. Yeah. Give us money. Like, throw bits at Ski. If you throw bits at Ski, he's going to pull Jordans. Like,
oh, yeah.
I guarantee you that. You're going to get Jordans if you throw bits. But if you don't throw bits, what do you got? Bill Lane Beer? You want a Bill Lane Beer card? Is that what
maybe
you
like,
want?
Maybe like a Robert Parrish.
Kevin McHale. Cool.
Yeah.
A little Mark Aguirre.
Mark Aguirre.
Yuck. Yuck. No thanks. Greg Anthony. Is that what you
want? Rolando
Blackman. Yeah, definitely.
There you go. He's going to pull. If you don't pay in bits, he's going to pull six Rolando Blackman cards on Tuesday. Book it. Okay. Let's get to the movie. It is my movie this week. It is Long Legs. It is on Hulu. Came out in 24. It has a 86% on Rotten Tomatoes, a 6.6 on IMDb, and a 77 on Metacritic. Hail Satan.
Hail Satan.
Hail Satan. Micah Monroe plays Agent Lee Carter. Nicolas Cage plays Long Legs. Fucking creepy.
This might be his magnum opus on characters. I did read something that he really wanted to do a serial killer. Mm-hmm. And then after he did it, he's like, I'm never doing that again. He's like, everyone's going to be calling me up to do it.
Because he nailed it.
Because he is so insane in this movie.
He's so fucking insane.
Yeah.
This is the most Nick Cage has ever acted. Can we say that? Because I think every other role, he's a little bit playing himself.
Willy's Wonderland is up there.
That's true. But he didn't say anything. So can we really?
That's the best movie.
Actor in him, yeah.
Yes. But the scene where, you know, the first hour in the movie, you hear him, but you don't really see him a ton. That first shot where he was leaving the grocery store market, whatever it was, and he's driving in the car, he just yells like, "Father! Mother!" I was just like, whoa. All right,
this guy went for it.
Yeah. The movie's already pretty fucking weird and fucked up, and this is something else.
This is something else. This movie is something else. Blair Underwood. I had not seen him in a while in this movie as Agent Carter. Isn't that a Marvel character? Alicia Witt.
Also basketball coach.
Yes. Yes.
With troubled Utes.
Troubled Utes.
With the Utes. Yeah. let's see. Alicia Witt plays Ruth Harker. Michelle Choi Lee plays Agent Browning. Dakota Dalby plays Agent Fisk. Kiernan Shipka played Carrie Ann. Kiernan Shipka used to be in Mad Men. I don't know if you remember. She was the daughter. She was John Hamm's daughter. And January Jones.
Yes. January Jones.
Yep. So this movie written and directed by Oz Perkins, who also wrote.
I believe it's Osgood.
Osgood, but yeah, apparently he goes by Oz. Mm-hmm. So I wrote down Osgood because that's what IMDb says, but he goes by Oz.
Is that the penguin's name? Oswald.
Oswald.
Oswald. Yeah.
Yeah. Oswald Cobblepot. Yes. Is that who you're talking
Speaking
about?
Speaking of series I never finished, the penguin.
Osgood. Wasn't he a goaltender for the Red Wings?
Chris Osgood. Yeah.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Man, it's pulling everything out.
So I mean, I just pulled hockey cards last week, so
I think he was the placeholder before a washed up Dominic Hasek.
The Dominator
came to Joe Louis Arena in between the pipes for the wings.
I mean, Oregon Penn State week, but we are all about hockey. Yeah. All about hockey.
Big puck heads. Big puck
heads. Dino Cicerelli. Yep. I threw squids everywhere.
Yep. Oz Perkins also wrote and directed The Monkey and The Black Coat's Daughter. He's also an actor who has been in, check this out, he was in Nope. He was in Legally Blonde. He was in Not Another Teen Movie. And he was in the Star Trek reboot. What?
All kind of bangers in their own weird way.
Sounds versatile to me.
Yeah.
Very much so.
Five tool actor, it sounds like.
Yeah.
Yep. And he's a writer and director.
Stacey Augment of acting. Yeah.
Amen. Amen. And he's got to be a lefty too, right? Like. So you know he can shoot. Yeah.
Was Stacey Augment the Rubber Man or the Plastic Man?
The Plastic,
plastic Man.
Man.
Yeah. Plastic Man.
Let's see.
Sean Kemp was the Rubber Man.
It's a Rain Man.
No.
Famously.
Wow. Well,
we're talking about something else. We're talking about something else.
Move along.
Budget for this movie, $10 million. Box office, $128 million. This has an 86% on Rotten Tomatoes and made a shit ton of money. So Oz Perkins going to get to make some more movies. I think The Monkey came out after, right?
Well, so interesting thing. So usually after I watch a movie or like during it, I always kind of look on IMDb just to check out names and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So the Blair Underwood's daughter at the end there, Ruby.
Yep.
Right. This is in the credits of the movie as well. There's her name's Ryla McIntosh. It says that she plays adult Ruby Carter. We never saw an adult version of Ruby Carter. So I did a little digging on it. A lot of people think it's set up for like a sequel to come out of nowhere. Like they think they're just going to drop a sequel out of this, like with, cause they did, minimal, you know, pub for this movie went out. So I think they're going to try to ride that similar style.
So they're going to make a sequel to this?
That's what people think by having this woman as a character of the adult Ruby, that they're going to jump right into the future where Harker is like her mom, I guess. And then Ruby would be like her, kind of similar thing.
Because
she doesn't blow up the fucking doll's head at the end.
She tried to.
That she tried to and didn't. So, yeah.
So I guess that leads to the question. What is happening? So what are we led to believe?
Yeah, valid question for this movie.
Is happening. So it's a culty thing. It's a Satan worshiping thing. He makes dolls and he puts these little balls in the dolls. But also when we see the heads getting blown up or whatever, there's like the clover and the whatever he said. What are we talking here? Are we talking like psychedelics?
No.
Are we talking magic? Are we talking Satan magic?
Well, like, Satan magic, I guess. Yeah. Okay. I think, you know, because when Harker's mom shot the head of her doll, you know, like black mist came out of it and she went unconscious. It was, like the devil is inside these dolls.
Which in turn puts them inside the people themselves.
Yeah, which is weird. Did this entire movie, I just kind of assumed Harker was on the spectrum.
Sure.
Of some kind.
Yep.
But apparently people in the spectrum just have the devil in them, because that's kind of what happened in the end.
It's all that fucking Tylenol, dude. You know? Like.
Yeah. Tylenol and putting together puzzles, man.
Yeah, that's it. That's all we're
demonic
doing.
Demonic shit.
That's all we're doing. You start to get that Tylenol in you, Satan follows.
Just breaking ciphers and, you know. I was very confused on her character, if she was on the spectrum or, but then they made it seem like it was just the devil inside her that gave her these powers to like be like a psychic-esque kind
And
of.
it is interesting because like Longlegs goes to her house and freaks her out, but then leaves the cipher where he gives her the solution to the cipher. He gives her like a couple of words along with the cipher, and she quickly breaks them down every single time. And so he led to her catching him. Like, was that his goal? Because we learn in the end that the mom has been his like accomplice, and the mom has been actually doing all of the killing that we've that you know there's
She
what is it
just
10 families that died. Like, she actually
she
went in,
doesn't she doesn't kill. She just
she
witnesses.
convinces them to kill. She did she
No, she
just
doesn't convince him. It that's see
she
that's
gives
what you're
the she
missing
gives
here.
him the doll.
The doll, which is the doll, has the power that gets in their mind, and then she just witnesses and leaves. I just to report back to Longlegs, I guess.
To
I don't
save her
Harker.
daughter,
Yes.
allegedly. Yes.
Allegedly.
So this is what Longlegs tells her. Wait, because they're the first family he interacts with, right? So
That's kind of what I got.
that's the gist of it. Yeah. So they're the so he goes to their house and she makes a deal with him to save her life because she was like tied up or whatever. Makes a deal with him to save her life, and to do that, she has to do whatever he tells her to do. That's basically.
How long did it take you guys to realize that this movie was set in 95?
Yeah,
Was
the
it
Bill
the Bill
Clinton.
Clinton? It
It
was the
was
Bill
Bill Clinton.
Clinton. Yes, that's exactly when it was. I had no idea the time frame until I was like, why the fuck's got a picture of Bill Clinton on his office desk there? Like,
No,
oh.
I was like, set in Oregon. Bill Clinton. Mid-90s. Sick.
Like FBI, they have to have the president up, right? I think that's like the rule. And so it's Clinton. That was it. Absolutely. And yeah, by the way, this movie is set in Oregon.
Oregon.
And so you see like a lot of fake Oregon news clippings and whatever, and I didn't recognize any actual Oregon towns or anything like that. I think it was all just made up places in Oregon,
It's weird
but
because her mom
it
sounded
looked like Oregon, like
like Harker's mom sounded very much like she was from like Minnesota. You know, she was like, your prayer. I was like, they must be in some rural ass Oregon with all that God loving stuff and shit there. But I guess it was because then with the time frame, I guess this would the first thing was like 75 then with Harker
It
and
was,
Longlegs.
you'll never believe it. It was all filmed in British Columbia.
Oh, of course.
Taking our jobs.
Yep.
They
Germs.
deterred her.
Germs.
Took her
Germs.
Yeah, that's sort of what Oregon's known for, right? Is not having an accent. Like, that's sort of our thing is So what are your thoughts on the decisions by Cage specifically? Because he made some very big ones in this movie. To do the voice the way he did the voice, to do the makeup the way they did the makeup, because he had a huge face. Like they put a ton of prosthetic stuff on his face to make
It
it
looked like the
huge.
like Don it was a Donatella Versace, all those like women that get so much plastic surgery, their face like triples in size. That's what his face looked like.
That's what his face looked like. Yeah. And then he had the long, like, white
Look,
hair.
he looked like Mac Tonight from the McDonald's commercials, the Moon Man.
Yes, he did. And like, cause it looked like he was painted white too. It looked like he was literally painting his face white, like a
Was
clown or something, or like a
what
doll.
like
Like,
a
I don't know.
doll? Was he supposed to be like androgynous? Like he didn't fully know what his gender was, kind of
He
thing,
was a pet.
because
He was Pat.
he was. Yes, that's kind of. I sometimes he sounded and looked feminine, like when you first see him talking to Harker as a child, you think it's like some older lady. But then at other times when he was like kind of yelling and raging, you know, it was more
Very
masculine.
masculine.
So it was, yeah. I guess that could be like the devil doesn't have a gender, kind of thing. You know, just the.
I mean, you're saying that. I'm not saying
I guess,
that.
I mean, for your in your Bible, the devil is definitely a man.
Satan
I know
is
that.
definitely a man. Come on.
A white man, possibly.
He's the Prince of Darkness, my guy.
Well, I'm not going to say a red man, but
No.
Red Man the rapper?
Yes.
Yes.
Red Man the
Yes.
chewing tobacco, possibly.
So again, like big
Chief
decisions
Nakahama.
Cage
Chief
made.
Nakahoma. Yeah, that was a choice. That was a choice. And I guess for I guess I wouldn't expect Cage to play a serial killer any other way,
Yeah.
is the thing. Yeah.
Guys, he kind of nailed it. Like the scene where he's captured and being interviewed is fucking acting. That is fucking cinema, where they're just showing his face huge on the TV, and he literally, as he's talking about the people, he looks at them. The people watching in the other room watching the TV, he looks directly at them. That's fucking cinema, you guys. Like, and
That's that. That's that.
Cage's voice, the way he was talking about them too, like, guys, like it, this is
That's
we have
that nouveau shaman acting style of Nick
fucking
Cage
A it
in
is.
full force. It's exactly what it
Amen.
is.
Amen. We have talked about that before on this podcast. That is his specific acting style. A fucking man. This is peak. Like, we talked about it. We're sort of like wondering what that looks like. This is
Ren,
what
I
that
think
looked like.
that Red Renford, Renfield, what was that
Renfield.
other?
Yeah.
That and this are the two where he definitely got something in his head and he just fucking went with it.
Went for it.
And
Yeah.
no one else would have gone that way. Just Cage.
That's why you hire him.
I love New Cage. He just does anything and everything and just takes massive swings at it because he doesn't
Yeah.
give a shit.
Yeah, like 90s Cage was great. Like, don't get me wrong, but he was playing a specific thing
It
every single time.
was a mega star Cage then. He
Yeah,
had to kind
but
of.
again, he was playing Nick Cage. He was like, "Oh, you guys, you know that he's
Very
like Keanu
Keanu-esque still,
Reeves-ish,
yeah.
right?" Like, and now you said it, dude. He's making these low budget movies and taking big fucking swings and like having fun. Like, we know he has to act. Like, we know why he's making all of these movies is because he got divorced and like it has to pay money forever. But like, it really, like, society is so much better off for it because he's making these fucking banger movies. Like, Willy's Wonderland? Are you kidding me? We don't get Willy's Wonderland without him getting divorced. Like, America, we gotta thank his ex-wife. Like, we have to. Otherwise, he's not making these movies.
Shout out to marital strife
Yep.
and
Amen.
strained family
Mainstream.
dynamics. We've all been there, but you know
Yeah.
what? I don't get to make
Amen.
fucking long legs. You know, I don't have a movie written about me with Pedro Pascal. Like,
All right. So here's a quick update on his upcoming movies.
yes, please.
So he's in the new Spider-Man Beyond the Spider-Verse
He is.
as
Yes.
Spider-Noir.
Spider Noir, which is from the Spider-Verse, the animated
Yeah.
movie.
It's
Yeah.
also, yeah, there's a TV series of that. And then we know this is going to be a banger. He's in something called The Carpenter's Son, where he's the carpenter. Going to be a banger. And
Yes.
a new Lords of War, which is going to be
A
fantastic.
new Lords of War?
Yep. Where he plays Yuri Orlov again.
Wow.
I was kind of hoping the Carpenter's son would be a. He was the child of of like what the lead singer of like the 1950s band, the
Carpenter's band.
Carpenters.
Yeah.
That thing, I was hoping he would do like a That Thing You Do type song.
Let's see.
Like,
It
where are you
says,
going with it? You gonna say Jesus? No, the
no.
Carpenters. I fucking
Yeah.
love
Here's a quick
it.
synopsis. Family hiding in Roman Egypt. Son known as the Boy doubts guardian the Carpenter, rebelling with mysterious powers as he uses abilities they face natural and divine horrors.
You had me at
And
Roman
divine.
Egypt. You
Yep.
had me at Roman Egypt
And
and Nick Cage.
Nick Cage.
Jeez. Jeez.
Now, with Kate, all right. If Cage is not in this as Long Legs and it's
Yeah.
just whoever, do you care about this movie? Does anyone care about this movie?
No, I probably don't watch it. No. I
Nah,
think
yeah, no.
the reason this got pub at all is because it had a really weird character and because it was played by Nick Cage. Like, I 'cause there's tons of movies out there, like horror movies with weird bad guys and weird characters, and
This did toe that line of like crime thriller and horror, where it
yeah.
wasn't necessarily a horror movie in my eyes.
Yeah. See, that's what I
I
was
thought it
gonna
was more of a
say.
crime
Crime,
Thriller
yeah.
to me.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Agreed, because I was going into this and I was being like, is this like our actual first like horror movie? But no, obviously we did the Winnie the Pooh.
That was the Winnie the Pooh, yeah.
Yeah, we did Pooh, yeah. Blood and Honey. Both of
Blooded.
them.
Both of them.
Yeah.
So they get
We
back
still
in
got
that universe. Yeah.
once
Second one
Bambi
was
comes out, we're watching that shit. Like the Steamboat Willie.
Yeah.
Yeah, hell yeah. No, believe us, listener, we're gonna hit those up. And I was like, no, like as I'm watching this, it's a crime thriller. Yeah.
It kind of reminded me of, do you guys ever see 9mm with Cage and like James Gandolfini? It was
Yeah.
kind of like that because that was like a real dark, like crime thriller. This was
Yeah.
more of dark of like the Satanist side to the darkness as opposed to like the awfulness of the world, like 9mm.
It was interesting. Like the Satan aspect of this was interesting to me, 'cause like you don't see it explicitly said in movies very often. He literally said,
A
"Hail
hail
Satan."
Satan, yeah.
And the mom said, "Hail Satan," before she got blasted in the face. Like, it's usually they allude to shit like
Hell
this. And
yeah.
usually, oh baby, usually cults, like you get the sense that they're satanic, but they don't explicitly say it. And in this one, they did. Like,
Well,
they made that choice.
they also set it
He
up.
said fucking Hail Satan and slammed his face into a table until he died. Like,
Yeah, that was. They also.
that was something, by the way.
That
That
was
was a
something.
fucking scene.
That was gross.
Scenes.
Wasn't a fan.
Yeah, very gross.
Third one, your fourth, a little gratuitous at this point. I
Right.
get what you're going for, but
Was it when the nose? Was it when the nose kind of
it
ripped
was when the
off
nose,
partially?
yeah, when the
Yeah.
nose kind of came off. Yeah, I was
Is
out.
that something like, could you actually do that?
I don't
No.
think so. I
Like,
mean,
you probably could like smash your face into a table and up, but you probably pass out or get a concussion before you killed yourself. But I don't
right,
know.
yeah.
Nobody ever does that shit.
You should.
Give it a
I should
try.
try.
Give
Is
it a try. Give it a
that
try.
where? Yeah. Do you want to live stream this on a Tuesday?
Go for it. It's
We all
content.
try it.
Yeah, content.
Anything for the tent?
Hey, if
Anything for
I
the
get
tent?
enough bits, like listeners throw some bits.
I'm so lost on what this bit thing are you talking about, though.
I don't even know what they are. Some sort of
Yeah.
currency.
It's a Twitch currency where it's literally like a penny a bit. And they like throw bits to get you to do shit. Yeah.
It's like one of the NPC people. They do like the, you click the button and they do like that same thing over and over and over again because they're told to by the chat. Yeah, I think it's similar
Yep.
to
Yep.
that. Back
That
to
would be
Satan.
funny. Back to Satan.
Back to Satan.
Hail Satan.
They did do it what most movies usually do, where there's like a shadowy figure she sees or something like that. You see a shape that's, muted. You can't really tell. But then this at the end literally had a person all in black with like demon eyes sitting on a couch. Like, yeah,
Yeah.
Satan was prevalent in this movie.
So, because they had two scenes with that. They had one where I think it was like an imagination thing where there was actually a huge horned beast behind her. And then they had the other ones where they had it looked like a doll, right? Like was it supposed to be a doll with the black thing over it? But then it had
See,
eyes and it was moving
I
and it was
couldn't
totally
tell. You just
alive. Like,
it was just
yeah.
in like yeah the black thing yeah black full head to
So
toe thing like a
is the idea. So we're actually led to believe that like Satan is an actual tangible thing in this movie. Like, so
I think that's the gist of it,
that's
yeah.
the gist of this. So Satan is working through long legs in this. Okay.
Yeah, that's what I took from it.
Okay.
He's creating the vessels for the devil to be in these dolls.
Yes. And then because they didn't kill that last one, devil's not gone. The devil's
Nope,
not gone.
devil's still there. Yep.
And by the way, it's still in Ruby because, like, if you shoot the doll in the head, then the black stuff comes out, as we saw. So,
Weird movie, dude.
really weird
The
movie, dude.
weird movie.
Really weird movie, dude. Yep.
I
Cobble? Was that his name? Cobble? Yeah. A friend of a friend of a friend, he kept
friend.
saying all the time. And then he called him Mr. Downstairs.
Mr. Downstairs.
Think we all have a Mr. Downstairs, but his is a little different.
I
Sir,
did,
call him Sir.
sir. Yeah. I did. I was a little weirded out. Like I said, I thought it was kind of like The Accountant. You know, when Blair Underwood and the other agent, like Breen Harker on,
Browning, yeah.
yeah, they just like throw her in there, like, here, go use your, spectrum level stuff to decide, decode these ciphers and see things you can't see, shit like that.
Well,
It was just
she that
like,
was a little supernatural too, remember? Because they called her like a half psychic. Because she did she the whole the first scene was her and her partner going like canvassing door to door trying to find a killer, and she looks at the house from the outside and is like, "That's it." And the partner's like, "Yeah, okay, like whatever, but I'll go check the door. It's cool." And then he gets blasted in the face. Oh, baby.
Oh yeah.
And then she catches the guy. So after that, she takes all these tests where they actually like test to see if she can predict stuff, and she guesses half of them correctly, like random, like numbers between 1 and 100. She guessed half the time, and so I think she's actually psychic. But the question is, where does that come from?
Yeah, see, that's
Yeah.
both.
Is
It's the
that
devil.
because,
That's the
yeah,
devil. Yeah.
it's the devil.
Those are them devil powers.
That's what I'm saying. The devil gave her powers to be a policeman officer. Yep.
Message.
I remember when you became a policeman, we laughed
Laugh.
so much. It's like, oh.
Fucking Cage.
You know what? I'm kind of glad like he did put all that makeup on, because if he didn't, then I'm looking at Cage the rest of his career very differently. Like if he's more looking like Nick Cage face, like I don't know, man. I couldn't take some of these images out.
I'm trying to think. There was other movies like in the early 2000s where it was just Cage, but he had
Moonstruck? No, not
I'm trying to
Moonstruck.
remember what the movie where he plays like a crazy person, like, or like he's like a killer.
I don't know.
I don't know. There's always a bunch of like memes and stuff of like this crazy Nick Cage where his like eyes are real wide and he's like,
Well,
ugh.
I mean, Face Off. Like,
Face
Face
Off
Off,
has
he
a
was the killer.
scene
Yeah.
when he has a little bit of
Where you
craziness
could
in
eat
it.
a peach for hours or whatever, and yeah, makes a really creepy face.
I Could Eat Peach for Hour, I believe, is Con Air, isn't it?
No.
Or is that Face Off?
That's Face Off. Yep. Yes, it is Face Off.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
I could eat a peach for hours. And then he goes, then he like grabs a choir girl's ass and like looks up at the sky all creepy. Yeah.
It Castor Troy?
Castor Troy. He's a bad guy in that
Yeah,
movie.
it's a bad guy. Yeah. Well, you
Yep.
never know because they face off and switch faces.
It's an
God, love
onion.
the
It's an,
90s.
is
It's
that what
an
that movie's
onion.
about?
Love the 90s.
It's an
God, it's
onion.
awesome.
Yeah.
Love the 90s.
Oh boy. Yeah, I'll say, like, back to the 90s point, they did a really good job of making it look like the 90s. Like all the cars, like the walls in the buildings were all brown, they were all shitty. Like
Did they do that good a job? Because it took me about 45 minutes to realize they were in the 90s till I saw
Bill
Bill
Clinton gave
Clinton.
it away. Yeah.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't, because I do remember I was crunching numbers. They're like, his first kid, the first family to get killed was in 73 or
70s.
five.
Yeah.
And I was like, how old is Cage in this movie if he was, doing this in my eyes, 50 years before? So it made sense once it was set in the 90s for me.
The way, I am sort of calling bullshit on the cipher stuff. Like, so the cipher is one thing, but like her figuring out the calendar. Like her taking the dates that people were killed, the
Oh,
birthday
that.
dates, and creating the triangle with it. I'm like, okay, it creates a triangle when you draw the calendar in that specific way. Like, no calendar has ever been fucking drawn in that way before. So yeah,
The
it makes
upside
a
down triangle,
triangle.
man. It's upside
Maybe
down
the
triangle.
Mayan calendar.
Yeah. What? Satan.
Good.
Hey, maybe that's a satanic calendar.
Some people
Oh.
say. A lot of people are saying. The
Yeah.
Aztecs do say
They do say.
she had Satan within her at the time, so maybe that's it. Maybe that's why she was able to do it.
Is that what Apocalypto? Is that was Satan? Was Satan involved in Apocalypto?
Actually never saw that movie.
I saw it. I
I
remember
never saw
thinking it
it.
was better than I expected it to be, but I can't remember anything from it.
Can't remember either. I know it was Mel Gibson did it. directed it. Yeah.
Yeah, it was about like one caveman or something, right?
I think that was post anti-Semitic rant.
No, could
I
have
think
been.
it was. I think it was like his first thing after it.
So he rushed to the theaters to watch Mel
Of
Gibson
course, who didn't?
blame the some like South American thing on one of the Jays.
Yep. I don't want to look that up now.
Do you, I did have a question about like Cage, his character in this movie, because we see him go to the store once. And what does he buy? Like glue? He bought like glue and something else, but like we presume he eats it. Okay, wait a minute. Okay, I think something just clicked for me.
Oh, right.
The basement he was in is the basement at the mom's house. Right.
Yes.
Right. That just clicked for me.
Remember when there was that
Yeah.
locked door that she was going to
I
open and
do.
the bomb called her? Yeah.
I
So,
do. That just clicked for me. Okay.
yep.
Yep. All right. That
All
makes sense.
right. So, Mel Gibson's, it was 2006 DUI anti-Semitic tirade. Apocalypto came out the end of 06. So it was,
It
it
was
must have
already in
already
the
been,
can.
it was
He
already
shot
in the
it.
can. Yeah. They must have spent too much money for him to not put it out.
That's why
That's
they didn't
rough.
shoot Mel Brooks with an arrow for no
Yeah.
reason.
Yeah.
That's rough. That's rough. Okay. That makes sense. 'Cause I was trying to like figure out why he would go to the store at all. And if he does go to the store, then he clearly like needs stuff. Like he's got to eat. Like man's got to eat. So he is he go to like Fred Meyer?
It would be, yeah. Probably hits taco time up sometimes as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, that this must feel like a movie that you need to watch again to pick up a bunch of the weird shit,
Yeah.
is my guess. Because like I said, I bet there's a lot of weird little hidden clues, I'm guessing, that we just kind of miss out on from the first time watch.
Yeah, you're probably right. Okay, let's just grade this thing. It is my movie. I'll go first. What should we grade it out of?
I think out of a five this week. Five sides to the pentagram. Like, right? That's what we're
Sure.
saying?
Sure. Yeah.
All right. All right, my movie. Again, this is the best. Okay, maybe not the best. This is the most acting, probably the biggest swing we have seen from Nick Cage. So I can't give this movie a bad score. It's not like it's not elite Cage movie though. So 375. That's what I'll give it. Yeah.
Yeah, like I said, I'm kind of right there with you. Yeah, of all Cage movies, like I said, I think this is the worst of them. I'd say the least enjoyable of all Cage movies for me.
The worst of all Cage movies ever made.
Well, like I said, I'm not going to say worst. I'm going to say the least enjoyable, because he's made some very bad movies, but they were enjoyable. The only one worse was that weird
Season of the Witch? Like, what about that
That's one in
one?
New Orleans?
Season, which is fine. There was one where he was like a kung
Were you
fu
born in
guy.
New Orleans?
Oh,
Port of Call?
Port of Call. Fantastic. Yeah. Bad Lieutenant. Fantastic. There was that weird one I think we watched where he was like a Tai Chi man or something like that. It was real bad. But this is down there with it. I'm giving this a three.
Okay,
Like
even then it's
it's
not.
about as low as a Cage movie goes, I think, is about a three.
We hit our bottom, and that's a
Yeah.
three. I
It's
love
not a
that.
this isn't a terrible movie. It just wasn't enjoyable for me.
Fair enough. All right, Ken.
So I like this movie, and I don't posit myself as a smart man or someone who can
A learned man.
sniff out cinema, you know.
Lord, I'm not a smart man. But I know a Cage movie
But
when I
like
see
20 minutes
one.
in, I was like, Harker is, she knows who long legs is. And then, like, whatever it was, like 12 minutes later, I was like, yeah, it's her fucking mom. And I, again,
Little telegraphed, yeah.
it was a little telegraphed, to me, and I could have just stumbled upon this and been like lucky, like Christopher Columbus. Like, I'm looking for fucking Argentina. I hit fucking like Massachusetts or whatever.
Yeah,
It
you
wouldn't
didn't crash into
have
Long
planned on
Legs. Long
being
Legs
okay.
crashed into
Crashing.
you. Yeah.
But like, yeah. So in my autist moment, I'm gonna downgrade it like Siskel and Ebert a little bit, and just good movie. Enjoyed the movie. I'm giving it a three.
A what?
A three.
A three. Okay. All right. Again, that's our fucking baseline for
I
Kate.
think it is.
Fine movie. I
Yeah.
had that little thing where I was like, this isn't a mystery, guys.
Well, here's the
Follow
thing
the cop
too.
on the spectrum with the creepy
Right.
mom.
Here's the thing too is like Cage bad is still good. Like that's what we decided today. Like Nick Cage bad is still good. It's just not like great, like the other Cage movies we've seen. Some of the other Cage movies we've
Some,
seen.
yeah,
Yes.
there's been some bad ones, but like I said, that's a three still.